Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Welcome back to News and Views. There was a time in America in which everyone assumed that every public school would have a nurse on staff. Not anymore. Right now in North Carolina, many school nurses serve multiple schools, as many as six, and have an average of nearly 1,100 children to tend to. This despite the fact that nursing is more complex than ever and that many schools enroll children with profound and serious medical needs. Recently, I sat down with Liz Newland, immediate past president of the School Nurse Association of North Carolina, to discuss this situation and a new study which found that the state would need to dedicate up to $79 million a year to meet the recommended nurse-to-student ratio. Well, Liz Newland, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So tell us a little bit about the North Carolina Nurses Association. And you've been a practicing school nurse, just recently retired after a long time, 42 years, I think you said,
Correct.
In the profession, and immediate past president of the association. Tell us about the Nurses Association and school nurses in general in North Carolina.
Well, the School Nurse Association of North Carolina has been around many, many years, and our role is to advocate for student health, to educate school nurses to the standards of practice, both for our organization in the state, and we're part of the National School Nurse Association.
The reason, of course, we're talking today is because there's a new study out from the General Assembly, or at least a newly released study, maybe been sitting around for a while, that talks about these sort of startling numbers that exist in North Carolina that a lot of people probably aren't aware of. It paints a pretty frightening picture.
Many years ago, school nursing started in North Carolina way back in the 30s. Of course, over the years, it was not until, you know, probably the 80s, 90s that really looked at the deficits in providing this care. Of course, in the nation, there are states that have a nurse in every school. North Carolina has never had that. When I started 15 years ago, I had five schools, retired with two, and that's the county I was in. There are some counties who have as many as a nurse in every school, but again, that was county dollars like Orange County and Mecklenburg County. Mecklenburg County actually got theirs by parent pushing. They had a parent group advocating and push. The study we have really urged having done at the legislature for many years because we really wanted people to look at both the issue of staffing but the funding streams. And there's a very varied funding streams for school nurses, many of which for years have been county funding streams, some hospital funding, some grant funding, and some state funding. But it's a really mishmash of funding and salary differences. But the bottom line is there wasn't a nurse in every school to provide care for children. And as the needs of children have changed over the years greatly, the needs have gotten greater for health care. And in the study, it brought out the point that in North Carolina, 60% of the health care is provided by the school staff. Which means not only is that not nursing care, yes, we train them, yes, we delegate it, but also importantly, those educators are not providing education, which they're there right. to do. When you look at a teacher, for example, who has a diabetic in a classroom, on a good day with good blood sugars, they're probably spending 20 minutes of their time doing checks on that one student. That means they're taken away right. from the teaching time. On a bad day, it could be over an hour or more.
Right.
Most of the times we come in relinquish that role once things kind of are not doing well with the student. But still, that's a lot of responsibility. As teachers tell me, I didn't go to school to be a nurse. So those are the kind of issues that occur on a daily basis. Diabetes is a big one. We have invasive procedures like feeding children through tubes, catheterizations, many skills that you would never expect educators to perform. And again, 60% of that skills are being performed by educators.
So just to go over these numbers one more time, the study shows that there's one nurse for every 1,086 public school students in North Carolina, and in some areas, the ratio is as high as one nurse for 2,242 students. So, I mean, it seems literally impossible. There's no way that one person can provide services to that many people and feel like they're on top of things, especially if they're in their car driving from school to school, I presume. I take it that's the real-world existence of many school nurses. They literally are in their car crisscrossing a county, going from school to school during the... Is that how it happens? They go to multiple schools in the same day, or we have a nurse on Monday or something like that?
And every county functions a little differently. But yes, you try to stay at a school, but you could have an emergency in another school. You have to get in your car and go over there as you're chatting on the way over or giving advice, which is not the best way to provide care
yeah.
at all. So you can have what's expected during the day, for example, the medications to deliver, the feedings to do, the diabetic checks. But then you have the emergency situations of children that fall off of playground equipment and may have a broken arm. a seizure, a child with
concussions,
a seizure,
I presume.
Concussions, all those things that aren't in the day of planning that you have to deal with when you're not there.
And I presume that things have changed somewhat. I mean, when I went to school many years ago, it's been a long time, I just assumed that medical care in general wasn't as sophisticated. We weren't aware of as many things as we needed to do. We probably didn't have laws that required schools to enroll children that probably were just excluded when I was a child. But now we have laws that make it possible for children with disabilities and other special needs to be in the population of the school that probably weren't there 40 or 50 years ago. So it would seem that for someone like me who grew up, oh, there was a nurse down the hall, but even now, it's even more difficult now today because care demands have gotten so much greater and diverse.
And I think the general population probably sees that day of the nurse sitting in the room checking the children out, checking for scoliosis, giving a Band-Aid. Right. That is not what nursing in the schools look like today because of the extent of children with special needs. But again, if you look at the number of asthma is the number one reason for loss of school days and missing school days in the country and in North Carolina. And there's a lot school nurses can do to intervene if they're there every day. For example, we can teach the student how to take care of themselves. We can counsel the parent about medications they need at school. We can assist with giving the medicine to make sure it's done correctly. Diabetes, not only treating those that are diabetic, but there are times when I see signs and symptoms of a child. For example, the teacher comes to me and says, the child is having accidents at school all day long, and I see other signs and symptoms, and I can advise a parent to please talk to their doctor. This is a sign of diabetes. So there's assessment parameters that I can do as a nurse that educators can't do. Seizures, for example, there's oftentimes parents too, and teachers say, there's things that are happening with a student. Can you come observe them? What do you think's going on? And I've observed seizure activity and can, again, direct the parent to the appropriate care. So having a nurse there for the assessment parameters is key. Also, having a nurse there to interpret medical issues to the teacher to know, how do I adapt my educational style to this child's issue? For example, a diabetic. If their blood sugar is high, you have to consider, what am I going to do at that point? Should I test him? Well, no, probably not, because you're not going to get adequate test results. So that's the other reason to have the nurse there every day, to help teachers understand how to adapt their educational style to the child's needs.
So let's get down to it. What the legislature, the study says, is that we need to spend some more money. The reality is that North Carolina, because we've relied on local funding in many instances, large swaths of the state simply don't have enough nurses in schools. We have too many schools without them. What should we do? What does the study say we should do?
Well, the study says a nurse in every school. What the School Nurse Association is saying, at least a nurse in every school. And the reason we say that is you've got some schools in some counties with 3,000 students in it.
I remember some of the high school. I attended a high school with nearly 4,000 students.
Correct.
And, you know, that's like a small city.
That's right. And you may need more than one nurse, depending on the acuity. And that's one of the key things that the study brings out and many counties are doing. Hospitals have based nursing care on acuity levels for years. We started doing that in many counties in North Carolina for school nursing. Acuity, not just medical acuity, but things that also we know influence medical care and medical care needs. Free and reduced lunch. We find that many students that are in that kind of category probably don't have access to medical care or are connected to a medical home. ESL students, again,
English
barriers.
English is a second language.
Correct.
Students.
Barriers to health care. So when you look at acuity, it's not just looking at how many diabetics, how many asthmatics, how many tube feedings. You're also looking at the socioeconomic issues that influence lack of medical care. And you need, again, a nurse to help link those services. The other real big one that the Child Fatality Task Force of North Carolina has addressed last year and again this year in requesting more school nurses is the increasing mental health need and the increasing suicide need. And I was in elementary schools, and I was doing suicide assessments on elementary students, which is a scary terrible thought, but these were not benign, I'm going to jump off a bridge because I don't feel good today. These were sincere, dangerous situations. Again, another need to have nursing services along with counseling services to support those kind of students, and that's an increasing need in students in schools.
The study says to do this, we need to spend, I think it's $45 to $79 million, which sounds like a lot of money. When we look at the total public education budget in North Carolina, which consumes, I don't know, 60% of the general fund budget, billions and billions of dollars, it's really a tiny little fragment to assure we have a nurse in every school.
And when you look at the studies, and there's plenty of them out there that show having a nurse in the building relinquishes teachers from X number of minutes and hours, principals from X number of minutes and hours, which can go up to an hour of their time doing health care back to what they're supposed to be doing. You have to cost out that effectiveness. The other thing is how to cost out, and we're looking at these issues, of the nurse being there to intervene in asthma, for example, or diabetes complications, and keeping them out of ERs, out of doctor's office, out of admission, and out of severe complications. How do you cost those health dollars out? And some are firm and some are kind of not firm. But those are the kind of extraneous factors you got to look at when you're costing that out. It's not all the dollars and cents. What else can a school nurse do to impact cost savings for the economy?
Well, it's an incredibly important cause. We're delighted to have you on the show with us to sort of shine a little more light on it. We wish you the best luck in your efforts and hope very much that the legislature does the right thing.
Thank you. We do too.
Thank you. Well, that's it for this edition of News and Views. Be sure to check us out on the web and subscribe to our free newsletters at ncpolicywatch.com. For producer Clayton Hinkle, this is Rob Schofield. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week.
You've been listening to News and Views. A weekly look at state and policy issues is a production of North Carolina Policy Watch. Visit them online at ncpolicywatch.com.